Okay, today we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechta Bavasra, and today we are up to Parak Vav Mishnah Hey. So says the Mishnah, Misha Ishlo Bor Lifnim Mi Beis Shal Chaveru. If I own a well in your house, Nichnas B'Shar Shadarak Bnei Adam Nichnasin. So in order to access my well, I'm going to have to go into your house. I'm only allowed to go during normal hours. I can't like show up at 3 a.m. into your house to get water from my well. V'yotz B'Shar Shadarak Bnei Adam Yotzin. I have to leave your house when it's time to leave. Meaning, even if I come in at a normal hour, I cannot hang around my well, till 3 a.m. I also can't bring my animal into your house to give it water straight from the well. I have to fill up buckets, bring the water outside, and feed my animal there. Vize osolo posachas, and the owner of the well could put a lock on the well. Vize osolo posachas, and the owner of the house could put a lock on the well. Meaning the guy who owns the well could lock it so that the guy who owns the house doesn't steal his water, and the guy who owns the house could put a lock on the well so that the guy who owns the well is only going to be able to get water from it if the homeowner is home, because otherwise I don't want you coming into my house and just trespassing and taking stuff, without my permission. Right? This comes up all the time when it comes to mechiras chametz. We sell chametz that's in our home. So yeah, we lease the space that the chametz is sitting on, but we don't sell our whole house. We're still living in the house on Pesach. So what if the nachri wants to show up to my house? So it has to be within reason that I don't have to give him access to my house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nor do I have to give him access to my house without someone accompanying him. I don't know this guy. The rabbi met him. I never met him. So we always met the rabbanim make a deal with the nachri that it's within a reasonable time in advance that he has to give warning that he's coming and that someone is going to accompany him into the home if he wants to go access his chametz. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. If someone has a vegetable garden behind someone else's vegetable garden, and the guy who owns the outer vegetable garden says, yeah, you could walk through mine to get to yours. He can only go in at a time that's normal for people to go in. And he leaves at a time that's normal for people to leave. He can't bring merchants into the garden to buy the vegetables. I mean, you can't just bring others into that space. You have to get your vegetables, bring it out, and sell it to the merchants. You also can't use the other guy's garden as a shortcut to get to another field, meaning he gave you this passageway to get to your garden, and that's it. And the guy who owns the outer garden is allowed to plant vegetables in the path that he's giving to the other guy, even though it's going to make it harder to walk there because it's his property, so he's allowed to do that. He doesn't give up his right to be able to plant stuff there. He just says you can walk through. But if he gave him a passageway on the side of his field and they had both agreed to that it's going to go on the side of the garden, then it's as if it's removed from the Adlerfelder's garden. That pathway is like an independent space, and therefore you can use it whenever you want. And you can bring merchants through that pathway. But you still can't use that pathway to go into another field that's on the other side of the garden, because even though it's on the side, you still don't have the right to use it for what you didn't agree to use it for. And in that case, neither of them are allowed to plant it, because it's meant to be a very usable pathway, and it's not going to be a very usable pathway if it's planted with other things. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah, hey, we said that if someone has a bar in someone else's house, he has to only go at normal operational business hours, and he cannot bring his animals in there to drink from the bar, and both the owner of the bar and the owner of the house could put a lock on the bar. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if someone has a garden beyond his friend's garden, and the guy in the outer garden gives him a pathway, so he can only use it at normal times, and he's not allowed to bring merchants through that pathway, and he's not allowed to use that pathway to get anywhere else other than to his garden, and the guy that owns the outer garden could plant in that area. But if the pathway was off to the side of the field and they had both agreed to that, he can go whenever he wants and he could bring merchants in there, but he's just not allowed to use that as a pathway to get to other fields. And neither of them is allowed to plant that pathway because it has to be usable as a pathway. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin.